Now, Lawsy, let's go back. Well, mate, Tuiuwi. So, Tuiuwi, back in the day, they got yourself, they got Alan Jones, they got Ray Hadley.
Superstation.
How did they stuff that up? What happened?
I left.
We just all left. What happened? Was there, I mean, I know Singo come along with 2GB, but was there something, I mean, how did they get it so wrong?
Because they it was bought by a mob from Melbourne. I can't think of the name of it. Doesn't matter much. And a bloke came up from Melbourne, nice enough fella, but he couldn't run a radio station. And he thought that Sydney was Melbourne, and he tried to make it like a Melbourne radio station, and it simply didn't work.
I've heard stories that you were going to go to 2GB as well. Is that right?
Yeah, there was a possibility of that. But, there were certain things about it. I'm very fond of Alan. People think that Alan and I are at loggerheads. We're not. I had lunch with him recently. And I think he's a very intelligent man and a very good radio talent. Yeah. But the environment there didn't suit me. I like to take it easy.
Yeah. What about, mate, I believe I was told by someone the other day, they said the worst radio show in the history of radio was a show called The Ocker and the Ogre, which was you and John Singleton. Yeah. They said that the people used to say that you were a pain in the ass and they couldn't understand what Singo was saying.
That's about right.
Yeah. Are you and Singo, do you get along?
Yeah, I see him very rarely now. He spends a lot of time out of town, so I don't see him much.
What about in your illustrious radio career? Has there ever been an ethos that you follow? Is there any rules and regulations? Or your voice is very succinct. You know, when you hear John Laws' voice, you know it's John Laws. From an early age, did you have any rules and regulations about doing this type of work?
No, I make the rules and regulations, right?
What were they? What were some of them?
Just enjoy yourself and be natural. I mean, you see, hear these people come on radio and all that bullshit.
We work with one. Don't worry about it. He's not here. Can I ask you, John? Now, you're here today because one bloke decided to take a day off. What would happen?
Out of interest, who am I replacing?
Angus Wallen.
Hugh Jackman's best mate.
Well, that doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, exactly right.
That'll do. That's his main claim to fame.
That's it. Okay. But what would the great John Brennan back in the days of 2UE, if he decided that if you rung John Brennan and said, listen, I'm going to take a day off because I'm going to go to a kids' water polo game, what would John Brennan say?
Whatever you want, Lousy boy. E-R. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about Steve? You're a sports-minded man. Do you like your sport?
Love it.
What league? Union?
Yeah, love league. Yeah. No, I'm not mad about union. Used to be. Used to play it at school. But no, I like league. I think it's a great open game. It's a moving, running game, whereas union gets bogged down in bloody scrums.
Who's your team?
I'm not going to tell you.
Come on. No,
but it's Bulldogs. It's Bulldogs. He's a Dogs man from
used
way
to,
back.
Used to be the Doggies, but now I live with Russell.
The Rabbitohs.
You can find a winner, Lawsy. Don't worry about that. That's why you're at the M's. Now, mate,
Why is this called the M's? I mean, who was the stupid bastard who thought you could have a radio station called...
It's called Matthew Markham.
Yeah, it was
Matthew
a fella called Rod Muir.
Yeah.
And, of course, the old days of Doug Mulray. Did you know Doug Mulray?
Yeah, I knew him. Talent. I don't know why he stopped doing radio.
And, of course, Andrew Denton.
Yes.
They've gone with us.
Where's Andrew?
Joey, he does weekends.
No.
Andrew Denton.
Oh, Andrew Denton. He's just sort of off doing his own thing, does little bits and pieces. He did Brekkie Radio for a long time and just said he couldn't do it anymore. Don't worry, we're glad for that, because if he wanted to do Breakfast Radio, we wouldn't be here.
Was he that good?
Yeah, he was very, very good. I mean, he was okay.
He was a very little person from memory.
What about, he is very little. He's articulate. He is bloody good. We get him in here a little bit. He's very giving. What about, can I ask you about someone? We get him on occasionally. What about Hinch? What's your take on Darren Hinch?
Well, I don't like him as an individual. You know, I've got to be honest, any more than he likes me. I don't think he likes me at all, but... He seems to be always sick. I'm surprised he's still alive. He's always having some health crisis.
Yeah, we've said that to him a few times. He's had his last rites read about five or six times, but he fights back. He just keeps fighting back. I suppose only the good die young. Anyway, Lawsy, we'll take a break, mate. And when we come back, let's talk about, mate, some of your great guests over the years, including some of the prime ministers.
More with John Laws in just a minute on The Grill Team. 7:27.